تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله، اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. He says, O believers, have taqwa in Allah Azza wa Jal, which means that we should be conscious of Him, we should be aware of Him, and we should protect ourselves from His punishment and His wrath. And we should never allow ourselves to die except in a state of submission to our Lord, state of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I begin my khutbah by asking Allah Azza wa Jal first and foremost to send blessings and prayers upon our Habib, our Rasul, our Nabi. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. Amma ba'd, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. There is this quality of a believer that Allah frequently mentions in the holy book of Quran, frequently speaks about this quality. And he actually says that this quality many messengers and prophets, especially Ulul Azm, those who went through difficult time giving da'wah to their people, like Prophet Nuh alayhi salam or Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah has described them with this quality of a believer that I'm about to actually reveal inshallah ta'ala in today's khutbah. Beautiful characteristic of the believers, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. Obviously, we're talking about this concept of patience, of sabr. And subhanAllah, one of the most profound definitions of patience that I found, that I thought that this is really interesting to actually, you know, address with this beautiful community, is that patience or sabr, it means this internal coping mechanism that gives us the ability to regulate our emotions and control our emotions. What do I mean by this? Well, one of the really strength that we have as a human beings, this is how Allah has designed us, this is how Allah has built us, has made us, is that we have strength. Everyone here has this internal strength, and that is called sabr. And sabr comes when difficult times strike. It comes when difficult times strike, and also it comes when you're about to make a very important decision in your life. Sabr will come in place. And I'll explain why. And I will start with the second point. How sabr plays a factor on the decision-making of all the human beings. Well, as we make a crucial decision in our lives, sometimes we make these decisions according to our emotional state. And when emotions are high, what is down? Logic is down. So I've seen it. It's a recurring theme. Big decisions in our lives. I want to get to marry, I want to marry this person. Now, my mind is telling me something, and my heart is telling me something else. My emotions are attached to that person, but then my logic is just telling me, no, this is not the right decision. Many of us, we make this mistake. We make a decision, a permanent decision, based on temporary feeling. I feel something now, I feel attached to that person. Even though I know that there are serious issues in this relationship, and yet I make that decision. Why? Because I let emotions control me. Now, sabr comes in place. Because sabr regulates your emotions. It tells you, no, hold on. Now, your situation with that person, I'm just giving it marriage as an example, but you can actually apply this to all life aspects. You're about to, you know, to get into a certain career. And you're about to actually study a certain, you want to get your major in certain, you know, area. Or you want to make a decision of having children. Many, many aspects in life. You can apply this to everything. Again, sabr comes in place and tells you, make the right decision. You see red flags, you see big issues in making that decision. Now, consider what's good for you. Even though it's painful, but that's temporary. Because sabr is the tool that actually gets you to build this coping mechanism, that internal coping mechanism, that you can actually be able to get over that phase. Let me actually rephrase this again, because this is important. This is important. Sometimes just see that this is a relationship that will fail. Why? Because there is no compatibility. But the two persons are just attached, emotionally attached to each other. Do you want to make that decision? Do you want to marry? I think she's an amazing person, but yet I see a lot of serious issues, but I think it will work out. And I want that white dress. I just want that day. I want to get married. I think he's cool. I think he is a good person. And yet I see that there is a huge issue in his financial situation, or I see a huge issue in his relationship with Allah. But it's okay. I think we'll work out. We'll work it out after marriage. Right? Now, what are we doing here? We're letting emotions control us, control our decision. And why? Because we're afraid that once we let this go, we will struggle. And tells you, no, make the right decision and endure sabr, because it will give you the ability to get over this period of time. You see it now? So that's number one. Sabr does what? It gives you this internal coping mechanism. You actually make you jalad. You make you strong and go through it. Make the tough decisions, so long as it is the right decisions. You don't let your emotions play you and control you. That's number one. Number two, when going through difficult times, many things happen to our psychology, internally, things happen. One of these things is that we think that that's it, it's over. It's a very difficult situation. I don't think I will get out of this position. I think it will take too long for me to get out of it. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you what? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. By the way, patience, I just don't like the word patience, because it's not giving justice to the word sabr. Sabr means consistent patience. It's not like you're just having patience a little bit now. I'm just being patient a little bit, but then I will lose that patience. No, sabr is consistent patience. And that's a very unique quality. When things go tough, when things go rough, we say, well, as a believer, yasta'in bis-sabri was-salah. I will endure patience. I will know that this is temporary feeling I have now. And eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show me a way out. That's the thought of a believer. And subhanAllah, the old Arabs used to associate sabr with sabbar, the fruit of sabbar. What's the fruit of sabbar? It's the prickly pear. Why? Because the prickly pear grows where? In the desert. And this plant or this fruit can stay years without water, but knows how to actually survive. And if you look at it from the outside, it has all of this, you know, all of these thorns, and it's ugly from the outside. Why? Because a lot of things going on in these years of not getting this water and sustenance, right? But what is inside is this sweet fruit. That's patience. Sabbar is mifa'al. from the word sabr. Means what? Means consistent patience. Consistent sabr. I will be patient. I will protect myself with sabr from all of these ill thoughts and negative thoughts that's overwhelming me. I will be firm on the deen of Allah. I know Allah ma'a sabirin. Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. Ma'a sabirin. Ay fi suhbati sabirin. In the company of the one who has sabr. Allah is with you. Allah is with you. Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. Amazing quality. And you can actually see the impact of this on especially our youth. Anyone who lacks this quality, why there is this huge rate of divorce in the first 5 years? Or why there is this huge turnover rate when fresh graduates coming into jobs in the very, very, very first 5 years? Why? Why are we too quick to quit? Why? Why is it? What are we lacking? Obviously, there are legitimate reasons. Of course, I'm not dismissing this. But I'm talking here about the vast majority of the issues. What is the reason? What's making me quick to quit? You'll go back to the same concept that we're talking about. This concept of sabr, of patience. I will end, inshallah ta'ala, with beautiful poem of Imam Shafi'i about patience, about sabr. He says, دع الأيام تفعل ما تشاء دع الأيام تفعل ما تشاء. Just it's telling us, don't worry about the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't worry about things that you have no control over. Eventually, you only have control over your means. And then he says, وَطِبْ نَفْسًا إِذَا حَكَمَ الْقَضَاءِ. And when things go wrong, and you know that it's beyond your capacity, be satisfied. Have rida. Be satisfied. Go through it. Be tough and go through it. Know that Allah ma'a sabirin. One more time. Watib nafsan. And also acknowledge this difficult time that you're going through. What is happening is that some of our internal mechanism, we actually deny what's happening in our lives. I myself, as a father of an autistic child, at the beginning, it's tempting not to process everything and to deny just, you know, the fact that you have this challenge in your life. Imam Shafi'i tells you, no. Have sabr and understand that this is the qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be tough, go through it. And then he says, وَلَا تَجْزَعْ لنازلة الليالي. لا تجزع لنازلة الليالي. Going through a difficult time, you will eventually have to, you know, face this moment that's bringing you down, this moment that you feel like you're in the dark, these triggers that happen to anyone who's trying to heal from a trauma or from difficult time that he went through. لا تجزع لنازلة الليالي. When you just feel this, when you go through this difficult time, remember, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with you. Allah is next to you. Allah is supporting you. فَمَا لِحَوَادِثِ الدُّنْيَا بَقَاءُ وَكُنْ رَجُلًا عَلَى الْأَهْوَالِ جَلَدًا وَشِيمَتُكَ السَّمَاحَةُ وَالْوَفَاءُ. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful words of Imam Shafi'i. He said, it's just when we're going through this difficult time, just remind yourself. Always constantly remind yourself that you have this tool, this strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, and also show wafa and samaha. Sometimes when we go through a difficult time, it has an impact on us and how we demonstrate these emotions that's happening inside us to the outside. So sometimes we come up as tough or as rough people, or you actually just, you know, be disrespectful sometimes, just a lot going on. And so, like, I have a lot of frustration. Imam Shafi'i is telling us, no. Just calm down and show samaha and wafa. When things get tough, remember, you are a person, a believer of Allah, with sabr that you have, you show goodness to the people around you. And I will end with this, wallahi al-azim. You always talk about support system. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it in the Quran. He said, He said, "Wasbir nafsaka ma'a alladhina yad'una rabbahum bil ghadati wal 'ashiyyi yuriduna wajhak." He said, "Yes, don't forget while going through this difficult time and you're trying to maintain that sabr that we spoke about. Be mindful of the importance of being around people who can actually help you get over this difficult time. Endure these, you know, difficult situations. Endure it with sabr. Sabr gives you that tool. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among us sabirin, ya rabbal alameen. Because Allah himself said, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Only one category of people who will go to Jannah on the day of judgment without hisab. Allah is not going to ask us about our deeds. You go without hisab, without questions, you go to Jannah. Why? Because you endorsed this beautiful quality of a believer, sabr, sabr, sabr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yaj'alna ma'a sabirin, ya rabbal alameen. Qulu qawli hadha, wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, with all what's going on in the world, it requires also sabr. Sabr means what? You don't burn out. Sometimes it looks like it's overwhelming. It looks like the ummah is struggling. It looks like everything is going wrong. And as an ummah now, that's a quality that we need to build as an ummah. We need to build the quality of sabr. Because it's not about this current moment. It's not about our present. The ummah of Allah Azza wa Jal needs to look forward. It's not over yet. The ummah of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam needs to build this ability of sabr, ability to survive, ability to grow through difficult times. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed moment of Yawmul Jum'ah, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bring nothing but relief to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, ya Kareem, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, we ask you to bring nothing but relief to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, we ask you and we beg you to heal the hearts of those who lost their family members, ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to heal the hearts of the fathers who lost their kids, ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to liberate Masjid al-Aqsa, ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you in this blessed moment of Yawmul Jum'ah, we ask you to grant us the ability to pray in Masjid al-Aqsa, ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to make us among those who will be able to pray in Masjid al-Aqsa, ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.